The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Grunting and shouting, phone use, inappropriate workout gear. Has the etiquette in gyms gone downhill? Well, one leading gym believes so. Westwood Gyms has gone as far as sending a stern email to members detailing what is and is not acceptable. John Belton, personal trainer, is with me in the studio, but I'm joined on the line by Luke Heaps, membership experience manager at Westwood Gyms. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Claire.
So why did you feel the need to send this email out to your members?
We found over the last number of years, I suppose, the standards socially and just respectfully between members and our business had just been lapsing slightly in terms of maybe not putting weights back, not wearing appropriate attire or footwear, use of equipment, you know, hogging equipment for maybe more than a half an hour or 45 minutes, excessive use of phones and things like that. And we found it was hampering all members' experience.
So when you
came to the gym, you might have only have a few minutes to, you know, do your workout, and we felt this was affecting our larger member group.
So let's go through some of the things you said there. Inappropriate and fresh gym attire. Tell me what you were seeing.
A lot of the time you'd see people coming in with a pair of maybe Crocs on, which are perfectly fine footwear to wear in hot weather or at home and things like that. But in the gym environment where there's heavy weights and there's a lot of excessive sweating, they're probably not the best thing to be wearing in that environment. Mm-hmm.
It's more than that though, isn't it, Luke? It's people like, I was talking to somebody who used to train with CrossFit, and they would say some of the men would just have no shirt on, they'd be in their shorts. Did you see any of that going on?
Yes, a couple of times. I remember outside one of our classrooms, we have extensive mirrors, and there was a group of young guys taking their tops off and posing in the mirror.
Nice.
Which, you know, I admire their courageousness to be able to take the top off in public. But for our larger member group, I don't think it's appropriate because we do have, you know, kids in some of our gyms as well. So it's just not
but
the
also,
appropriate.
The function of the t-shirt is to catch some of the sweat, right? So if you're not wearing a proper top, that's going all over the place. Not only is it
Absolutely.
Dripping onto the machines, but it's flicking around the place onto other people.
Well, it can be, you know, some people are more sweaty inclined than others, but it can do, yes. So it's trying to eliminate all that.
And has there been an increase in unnecessary grunting and shouting?
But the grunting and shouting is something we're less inclined to police because, you know, sometimes they're working hard and they're doing their best and sometimes a grunt comes out, you know, it's not a crime in our book, but mm-hmm. I do think on the hygiene front, on the attire front, on being respectful to other members in terms of tidying up after yourself and it's a shared space, you know, I do think that's the focus that we chose and I think it's worked.
Because the threat in the email was that if you don't adhere to the rules, it could result in termination of membership. Now, this went out in February, according to the report in the Irish Independent. Have you had to ask anyone to leave?
In the short term, after the email went out, yes, we did. We had some people that weren't happy with the standards that we were trying to set. They didn't adhere to the standards we set out, you know, for various different reasons, which I won't get into now because, you know, I don't want to.
You don't identify people.
But
we can guess from what you've gone through. It's about clothing and not putting weights back and keeping their tops
just being
on.
Respectful, I think, Claire, more so than anything, respectful to fellow humans in the building, whether it be staff, whether it be members, respectful to the equipment and the stuff that goes into the building. Yeah, it's more so on the respect front.
I want to go to John, who's listening to all of this in the studio. John, do you agree that there has been a change in etiquette in gyms?
Yeah, there's definitely been a noted change in etiquette. I think there's two pieces to this conversation. I think the gym environment has changed. When CrossFit came in, we all had, you know, everyone had the CrossFit box or their garage gym, as they call it in the States, which was a place where people went to train, throw weights around the place. There was Olympic lifting in it. There was a lot of that. It was in SoCal in Southern California. So everyone was taking their shirts off and running around the place because it was roasting hot, which I have done when I've been in SoCal. As we all saw this online, we wanted to kind of replicate that in our gyms here. We didn't have the box and the facilities to do it. So, people are going into commercial gyms and kind of carrying on that way. And there's a little missed piece there where, first of all, you're in Ireland and I don't feel the need to take your T-shirt off and train. I don't think that's necessarily applicable. But secondly, these gyms are not kitted out that way. The walls are painted, the floors are not designed for weights to be dropped on them. So there's a couple of pieces to the conversation. I think the main thing is, though, that when it comes to gym etiquette of cleaning up after yourself, your hygiene, cleaning up your sweat, but also putting your weights away, that unfortunately has been a problem since I worked in Westwood over nearly 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's ongoing for sure.
But there's another problem here as well, Luke, if I can come to you on this, because some of our listeners are getting in touch with us on this. My pet hates is this one, is people using their phone between reps, using a machine for 10 times longer than they need to do due to using their phone. So they get distracted and they're scrolling. So rather than taking a 45-second break between reps, they're there for 5 minutes. Is that happening?
Yeah, well, that does happen, and I've seen it happen. And just like you said, Claire, you pointed on the break time in between sets, say it's 45 seconds. They could be 3 minutes just scrolling on their phone in between sets. So you can imagine their set might take a minute long, and 3 minutes in between each set, you start to lengthen out over 10, 12 minutes just for one machine use. Mm-hmm. That should just take you possibly 4 or 5 minutes.
So are you saying to members that they're not allowed to scroll on their phones now in the gym?
Yes, absolutely. When you come to Westwood Club, we want you to enjoy the experience. We're here to support you, but you need to be respectful to the other members around you and their time as well. Because when you go to the gym, Claire, it's not only the half an hour or 45 minutes you spend there. You have to get your bag ready. You have to drive there. You have to drive home. You have to have a shower maybe there. So it's a lot of time that you have to commit to it. We're just trying to be respectful to everybody's
time. Luke, what if you're following a workout on your phone?
Oh, that's fine. If you're following the workout on your phone, it's absolutely fine. It's not that you're not allowed to look at your phone, but particularly you're not allowed to scroll on your phone or, take extended time looking at emails maybe to do at work when you're meant to be resting in between your sets. Mm-hmm.
And filming, John, filming yourself, and you want your video up on social media. Yeah. But that's really disrespectful to other people, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what Luke's saying, I'm agreeing with. It is a difficult space we're in. Everyone has a phone. Everyone has to work it on their phone, or they are communicating. I'd love people to put their phones down and train as well. But the biggest thing is that the filming is one thing, but giving out to someone for walking across the camera as you're videoing it, I think is absolutely crazy. So I think this is a fantastic initiative from Westwood that they are trying to change that culture a little bit. The filming thing, again, it's risen with social media. People, that's how they generate their business. That's their income and their influencers. And there's a place for it. But I just don't think it is in a commercial gym.
Mm-hmm. But people take that time very seriously, like their workout time. This is my time.
Yeah.
And you don't mess with it. A lot of this is coming from that perception, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, of course. The other side to this argument is that there are more people using the gyms than ever, which is a fantastic thing to see. A lot of these people who are on the phones generally are younger people who are, taking their health serious, they're proactive, and all of that is fantastic. But with, an increase in footfall in any space, there's going to be an increase in kind of issues that arise. The phone thing is something that we're always going to be battling with. Some people just write their workouts out and actually have little notepads and go around with it now, which is a nice way to do it. And I would encourage my clients, we never have phones on the gym, but it's a personal training session, that it's a time to disconnect and get away from your phone as well, if you can do it. But social media and everything getting pulled back in, it's just a very tricky space.
So Luke, are people allowed to film themselves in Westwood anymore?
No, they are not. Now, whether we are 100% good on policing that is another thing, because we can't have presence on the floor all the time looking at every different space that we have. So some people do record themselves unknowingly to us. We would refrain from asking people to set up tripods and things like that and do long form videos. Like, there's other members and staff in the background And it's not something we would like to happen in our clubs.
And in general, I know you had some people who weren't happy with this email that went out. In general, what has been the response been to it?
It's been largely positive. I mean, the people that did give out might be the ones that are letting these standards fall, but generally the consensus, particularly with older members, and when I say older members, I mean kind of 35 plus, were kind of really happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to see that, you know.
Yeah, you see, the problem is that that kind of behaviour, it turns people off, doesn't it? People don't want to go to the gym because of all of these behaviours that you've described.
Well, there's a large proportion of people that go to the gym that identify as gym people, and we want them to come, we want them to enjoy themselves. But it's the people who don't identify themselves with fitness, who are starting or trying to get into or are trying to make themselves a little bit healthier. These guys will be turned off by behaviors and standards that drop like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're trying to make it accessible for people to come in and work out and get healthier, feel like they're not out of place, feel like they belong. So I think these standards really go a long way to help them.
Yeah, the gym-phobic people probably come to you, John, is that
they
right?
They do. You know, and my original job, I worked in retention in Westwood, membership retention, and so it's interesting to hear that issue, that's what we were talking about. The people who were self-conscious, who didn't want to come to the gym, they were the people I spoke to every day. Now they train in their personal training environment. But it is, look, the gym space is adapting and changing at a very fast pace. And like that, the people who want it, there's so many reasons to not go, and you want to encourage it. So I welcome a lot of what they're saying. I think it's a massive chance to take in some ways, but fair play to Westwood for doing
so many messages coming in on this. Fiona in Dublin says that she's so glad that we're talking about gym etiquette. I'm so sick of men sweating and dripping all over the equipment on the floor and not wiping it up. It's so disgusting and unfair to women who sweat less. That's going to be controversial. And if they do, they wipe it up. Don't get me started on the grunting. And there's another one here, and I've been looking at it for the last 5 minutes wondering, should I read this out or not? But I'm going to do it, right? Even though it might turn your stomach, I'm going to say it. This listener goes to an expensive gym in Talla. I was in the steam room with a couple of other lads, and one turned around and plugged one nostril and blew a snot rocket out his other nostril. Sorry, John. With all of us next to him, zero consideration for others. Anyone who's been in a gym has seen it. It happens all the time, doesn't it? Luke, it happens all the time. People do things like that.
Yes, absolutely. And look, you know, this is why we have these standards. You know, it's a shared space. It should be an enjoyable space, and people should be respectful to the space and the people around them.
Mm-hmm.
So really that was why we put this in place. It's to stop this type of behavior, which you won't all the time.
You need to add that to your list. You send another email. If it's not rockets, you're out.
Absolutely. Snot rockets. I love it.
Luke, thanks so much. Thanks so much for being with us. Luke Heaps there, who's membership experience manager at Westwood Gym, and John Belton, personal trainer. Keep the messages coming in on this. WhatsApp us on 087 1400 106. We'll take a break.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.